This is Thursday, the 26th day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 9, 38 through 41. "Teacher," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop, because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward." Perhaps, as Jesus' reputation began to spread, there was a belief that one could have authority to heal and restore just by using Jesus' name. This was concerning to John. Although John was concerned by this, Jesus wasn't. Consider the difference between John's perspective and Jesus's. What was driving John's concern? What might Jesus say was more important? Listen again to God's word. "Teacher," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop, because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me, for whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward." This passage shares the ability we have to draw the line of who is in and who is out. It exhibits our ability to try to control what happens in God's kingdom. Are you guilty of judging others who speak in Jesus' name, whether a different kind of church or denomination, those who are too judgmental or too accepting, those who are too conservative, or those who are too liberal? Who are the Christians for which you have the most difficulty? Pray for them and bless them in Christ's name.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.